You're listening to the audio production of The Happy Life of Isadora Bentley, a novel by Courtney Walsh, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Georgina Marie. For anyone searching for happiness, I hope it finds you. The best portion of your life will be the small, nameless moments you spend smiling with someone who matters to you. Ritu Gutore. Chapter 1. Isadora Bentley is shopping for her final meal. If I were a character in a novel, this is what the author would write. Because it's true. I am. Not a character in a novel, of course, but a soon-to-be stiff. A dead ringer for a dead ringer. Plus, if I were a character in a novel, my name would be Estella. Or Hazel. And, I'd be thinner. Okay, I'm being dramatic. Turning 30 isn't the end. At least not of my actual life. Just of my hopes and dreams. I'm pretty sure I saw them swirling down the drain last week along with my dignity. I'm 3 decades old. I've spent 10,950 days on this planet, and I really thought my life would look a lot different by now. When I graduated college, I was bound and determined to live a big life, to make a big splash with my significant contribution to the world of academia. I had a whole list of ways I was going to make a difference, a dent in the universe, something. And yet here I am, hours from the cliff of 30, with nothing to show for it but a job that's going nowhere, and a life that's doing the same. Actually, I stand corrected. My life has gotten somewhere. It's gotten to the parking lot of the Stop and Shop. And now, I'm staring at a neon-outlined sign on a brown brick building, knowing there's nothing terrifying about a grocery store. I can practically hear the funeral march as I blow out the 30-candle inferno raging atop a store-bought cake. Maybe to most people, turning 30 isn't that big of a deal. It's just another trip around the sun. Easy. All I have to do is stand here. But it feels like I'm standing with my toes peeking out over a precipice. An enter-at-your-own-risk sign. A line in the sand. Life before and life after. A moment and a checkpoint. So I, of course, did what I always do. Last night, I carefully and objectively calculated my options. Clinical?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?